This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Mark chapter 14 and verse 66. Now as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, "You also were with Jesus of Nazareth." But he denied it, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you are saying." And he went out on the porch, and a rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him again, and began to say to those who stood by, "This is one of them." But he denied it again. A little later, those who stood by said to Peter again, "Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean, and your speech shows it." Then he began to curse and swear, "I do not know this man of whom you speak." And a second time, the rooster crowed. Then Peter called to mind the word that Jesus had said to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." And when he thought about it, he wept. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Lord, let your word speak life to us. Jesus, you said, the Spirit gives life. Lord, we just receive that in Jesus' name, amen. You know, sometimes we're always on this learning curve. Sometimes when you're in the midst of something and you're not really sure, and then you finally have revelation of that you've been in a battle, you know. This has been going on a couple of weeks for me, and I was thinking that it was maybe some reaction to some medication that they were trying on me. We're always trying new stuff, you know. Ultimately, I know God's going to heal me, and I'm very confident of that, more than anything. But just sleep being disturbed, of jumping, and you know, just all kind of stuff going on and on. So today, I was thinking about doing something and or not doing something, and the Lord just said, "Look at the in your Bible app. Look at the verse for the day." You know, so I turned to the verse of the day, and it was out of Ephesians 6, saying that our struggle is not against flesh and blood. It's against the principalities, powers of darkness. In other words, he was just saying, you've been in warfare, you know, and been intense. And again, I'll say this till I die. Warfare is designed so that you don't know that it is warfare. That's the whole warfare. So you don't recognize it, right? He comes as an angel of light. But the things that get hit is our emotions, right? Paul talks about that when he's talking to Timothy. Two letters he wrote to Timothy. He says, tells Timothy to fight the good fight of faith, right? And then the last chapter, 2 Timothy chapter 4, he's kind of finishing everything out. He's like, I have fought the fight, and I've kept the faith. Fight of faith, right? The fight of faith to believe is just not, you know, I'm having to believe against unbelief, right? Fighting the fight of faith is this battle that we have that gets down into our being and in our emotions, right? Because if it's a cool verse in 2 Thessalonians I read, because 2 Thessalonians 3:16 says, "Now may the Lord of peace," in other words, the Lord of very peace himself, "genuinely grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you." Jesus said that. In me, you have peace, right? In this world, you're going to have tribulation. The word tribulation is just a word where we get the word compress, like a trash compactor or a constrictor. That's what that word means. Anything that causes stress, pressure, which, again, that affects your emotions, right, and how you feel. So the Lord of peace himself will give you eventually. So learning to, when Scripture says, you know, to put on the armor, be strong in his strength, and take up the armor that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and stand firm, you know, because sometimes it's not an evil day, sometimes it's evil days. Days that are intertwined, and it can be an evil season, right? And in that evil season, you're getting bombarded, your emotions, right? Because, see, a thought will produce a feeling, right? Even though we learn not to live out of feelings, we learn to live by faith is learning to live by fact. What God says is true. But if you're learning how to withstand in everything, it can be a long period of time that you're learning how to stand, you know. And not even realizing it, that the Lord is really strengthening you through that stand. But you're just standing. And sometimes nothing feels different, right? But connecting all this with, all right, I've done that, what it talks about in 1 John 4. You know that if this, when God's love casts out fear, because fear is an emotion that involves punishment, so the opposite of peace is really fear, right? It's not war, peace and war. The opposite of biblical peace is fear and all that that brings. Because what love says does here is produces a confidence, right? And it says fear involves punishment, or that word is torment. Fear is designed to torment you, right? So I'm going to kind of do the opposite. We're going to take confidence and do the very opposite of that, right? Antonyms. And all these are feelings. This is what fear produces. Insecurity, shyness, unassertiveness, anxiety, inhibition, self-doubt, vulnerability. It's another word. I've always had a hard time saying that word. Instability, nervousness, unease, unsureness, apprehension, lack of confidence, of course, timidness, doubt, a self-consciousness, uncertainty, fragility, worry, indecision, irresolution, self-distrust, uneasiness, fear. I'm not reading some of these. I don't know what they mean. Meekness, timorousness, hesitation, right? You see how that's tied in? Every bit of that is tied into how you feel and emotion. Confidence, which comes from the Lord, right? Love. One of the best books I ever read, I was trying to remember it today. It takes the fruit of the Spirit, and for God is love, and everything, all the fruit, is love, joy, love, peace, love, patience. All the rest of the fruit of the Spirit is a fruit of the love of God, right? So when you think of perfect love casting out fear, it's love, joy, peace, all that cast out fear, right? Assurance, courage, determination, poise, tenacity, boldness, brashness, heart. I should have read all of these. I'm going to... reliance, resolution, trust, all these things that confidence produces. The peace, when Jesus said, my peace, you'll know my peace. My peace I give you, because in this world you're going to have something very opposite of that, right? And that begins to cast it out, because the love of God produces all of these things. It produces a confidence. It produces the very opposite of these other emotions, right? So sometimes the Lord allows you, just as... Satan wanted to sift Peter like wheat, you know, to get down to those things in Peter. He wanted perfect love to cast out fear in Peter, right? Where, as you see, the gospel reading, a fear of man, right? Big time. Now, you wouldn't think that because Peter bragged on himself all the time, like how tough he was. But actually, there was the fear of man there. God used that. So standing in the evil day and standing in evil days, the worst thing we can do is start to get introspective. Right? When you start getting introspective and trying to figure it all out, and, you know, that's what I was doing. I couldn't figure it out. It must be this or must be that. And it was just a battle. It was warfare. Right? I wish I would have known that maybe a couple of weeks ago. You know, it was out. But I did everything that I knew to do. I did binding prayers. I did, you know, all the stuff. And it just seemed to go away and come back. You know, like you shoot something away, chew bird. Flies away, comes back. It can do that. But it was all a purpose of, for me, not just standing in the evil day, right? But just getting a new revelation of him and about his peace. Perfect peace casts out fear. And a new revelation of some of these other emotions that where the enemy comes in. See, all those things I read you, that's how they attack, right? Because they're fallen, that's what they feel. They lost all the other, right? They lost all confidence. They lost all the things that angels carry. They're the very opposite. So that's why they come in on that. That's how they minister. As ministering spirits, they come and minister that. They minister anxiety. They minister self-consciousness. Now, you know, and they minister doubt. They minister all this kind of stuff, right? They have like this lighter fluid, and the thing you're dealing with is a little fire in you. They squirt fluid on. It makes it worse, right? So, I thank the Lord for that and for showing me that. Great. I'm glad they picked that Bible verse today. The Bible people, God's sovereignty allowed them to do that, because there was nothing wrong. It was just stand firm, you know? Stand firm, stand firm. And somehow that makes you, when you stand, the only thing about your feet in that whole thing is the gospel of peace, that your feet is to keep you from standing in peace, right? So at the end, I can say what Paul said to Timothy is really true. It was a good fight, you know? We won. It may not be over, but it was a good fight. So